This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A judge is set to discuss today whether the man charged with killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder nearly 2 years ago is mentally competent to stand trial. Court proceedings against the 23-year-old suspect have been paused for more than a year after a judge found him mentally incompetent in December of 2021. The suspect has been in the state mental hospital for treatment. He is charged with murder and multiple attempted murder counts for endangering the lives of 26 other people. Trends for respiratory illnesses in Colorado keep looking better after a tough end of 2022. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped to 185. That's the lowest number since the end of October and more than 200 less than it was after Thanksgiving. Most utilities tracking the virus in wastewater show flat or declining trends. RSV hospitalizations in five metro counties have dropped considerably since November, when hospitals were packed, especially with children. The number of patient visits for influenza-like illness is still above baseline, but it's also been dropping in recent weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Democratic Congresswoman Brittany Pedersen wants some answers about the postal delivery problems in her district. Pedersen wrote to the Postmaster General about the delays in Buena Vista and Twin Lakes that can sometimes last weeks.
So I started hearing about this as soon as I was a candidate, and I guess I am a little surprised at how bad it's gotten since the summer. So it's continued to get worse, and it's unacceptable. We have to work together to solve it.
USPS says they are prioritizing delivery of medicine and working towards a long-term solution, including hiring more staff. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's The Takeaway.